主内弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
今天很开心看到，小刘的那个他们已经可以毕业了，然后上到另外一班去。
We are truly glad to have the P6S graduating and going on to the next stage.
那我们再一次的祷告。
Let us pray.
求神，我们再一次的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
感谢你选召我们来去信靠你。
Thank you for calling us so that we can put our faith in you.
也让我们能够愿意将我们的一生来去跟从你。
And to let us follow you throughout our lives.
愿你帮助我们透过你的话语能够知道如何的去过一个跟从你的生活。
Please bless us through your word to have understanding on how to be a disciple.
让我们每一天的生活都充满了喜乐和感恩。
Let our lives be filled with joy and thanksgiving.
不管面对任何的这个环境，我们都坚定的要去跟从你，以我们信靠和顺服你。
No matter what the circumstances are, to obey you, to trust and obey in you.
祷告奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的， Amen.
All this we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
今天我们要看的经文是取自约翰福音第一章43-51节。
Today's scripture is taken from John chapter 1, verse 43-51.
让我们一起开声来念，一起念哦。你可以用中文，可以用英文来念出今天的这个经文来。
Let us read aloud the scripture as shown on the screen, whether it's in English or Mandarin.
来，让我们一起开声来念，一二三。又过了一天，耶稣想要往加利利去，他找到腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我。”这腓力是伯赛大人，是安德烈和彼得的同乡。45节，腓力找到拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法书上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的啊？”腓力说：“你来看，来，我们47节，耶稣看见拿但业向他走来，就论到他说：看啊，这真是个以色列人，他心里没有诡诈的。拿但业对耶稣说：你从哪里认识我的？耶稣回答他说：腓力还没有呼唤你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。拿但业回答他：拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣回答他说：因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将看见比这更大的事呢。他又说：我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，他的神的使者在人子身上上去下来。这是我们今天所要看的经文。请问对你来说耶稣是谁呢？
Who is Jesus to you?
荧幕上有各种不同的选项，你的选择是哪一个呢？
There are various options on the screen, which one would you choose?
想听一下你们的选择是哪一个。你认为耶稣是谁？
Could you just say aloud, who do you think Jesus is?
什么？一个都不是，所以没有声音。哪一个？
All?
All. OK, 非常好啊，就是最好的答案 All, OK. 因为我相信说，当你跟我呢，说我愿意来回应他的呼召，然后来信耶稣，并选择一生来跟从他，一定有一个很重要的原因让你做出这个决定。
I believe that when we are willing to respond to his call to believe in Jesus and choose to follow him, there must be some important reasons for us to make this decision.
因为我想说，这时候让你想一下，当初你说我要信耶稣，为什么你要说要信耶稣？
At the point where you decide to place your trust and your faith in him, why do you say so?
可能他是弥赛亚。
Because he is the Messiah.
可能你今天会说他是创造宇宙万物的主。
Because he is the creator of the universe.
可能因为他是上帝的儿子，所以我要信耶稣。
He is the son of God, so I place my trust in him.
因为他是万王之王，所以我要一生跟从他。
He is the king of kings, so I want to follow him.
而且呢， 当你对耶稣的认识是怎么样的时候呢？
Moreover, when we think, when we have greater knowledge of who Jesus is,
或者说你认为他是一样，是怎么样的一位神？
And how he is, as our God.
对我们的生活的方式呢，也会产生巨大的这个改变。
It will also have a huge impact on the way we live.
因为它会影响你跟我的这个生活中如何过一个跟从主的做他门徒的生活。
Because he will affect how we live our lives as his disciples.
今天我们所看的经文呢，有讲两个人的这个事件。
The scripture we have read today mainly describes the events of two characters.
这两个人是谁呢？
Who are they?
这两个人是谁？我们读了经文。
Who are these two characters? Does anyone remember?
哪两个？
Philip, yes.
对了，非常好，是腓力跟拿单
耶。
然后如果你稍微注意看一下呢，你会发现到这第一章里面记载耶稣召唤了几个这个门徒跟他的这个过程。
If you read more, you realize that this chapter records the process of Jesus calling several disciples to follow him.
啊，请问 PA 啊，那个 Room Control 可以吗？啊 ，OK， 啊 ，OK， 好。你会发现到，因为腓力呢是耶稣主动的呼召呢来去跟随他的。特别你去看第43节的下半节，他说他找到腓力，就对他说。来跟从我。
You realize that Philip followed Jesus because Jesus took the initiative to call him. The second half of verse 43 says, Finding Philip, he said to him, Follow me.
而从这件的事情上表示说，耶稣来召唤这个腓力呢，他作为门徒是一件有这个计划或者是说主动性的事情。
This means that Jesus' call to Philip to be his disciple was a planned and a proactive action.
而其他的门徒你看到就说，哎，是透过其他人的介绍，或者说来我给你做个见证呢，然后跟耶稣可能在一起，然后确定他的身份后呢，才来去跟从他的。
The rest of the disciples decided to follow him after being introduced by others or hearing testimonies and then later being with Jesus confirming his identity.
所以从这样的过程当中呢，我们就可以看见或者说可以学习到两件的事情。
These processes allow us to learn two things.
第一件就是上帝的主动。
First, God's initiative.
因为他的慈爱和他的怜悯呢，他主动的将救赎的恩典呢来去赐给人。
Because of his love and mercy, he takes the initiative to give salvation, grace, and blessings to his people.
甚至主动呢，也向人来显现，来去告诉对方说他的这个要成就的计划，然后请这些人呢传递出去，或者去帮他完成。
He even takes the initiative to appear to people and tell them what he wants to accomplish through people on earth.
比如说我们在旧约中看到这个撒母耳。
For example, in the Old Testament, Samuel.
上帝向他来显现说，告诉他说，以利家的这个罪孽，还有呢，将要受到这个惩罚。
Through whom God told about the sins of Eli's family and the punishment they would receive.
在撒母耳记上第三章第十到十节这么说，之前耶和华已经向撒母耳讲了几句话哦，他没有听到，然后这里这么说，耶和华来站着。向前几次来呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳，撒母耳说：“请说，仆人静听。”耶和华对撒母耳说：“看哪，我在以色列中必行一件事，凡听见的人都必双耳齐鸣。”
So this is how the Lord appeared to Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3. The Lord came and he stood there calling as other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle.
而从另外一个给我们看见或学习的呢，就是成为见证人。
The second thing to learn is to be a witness.
经文记载了几个这个门徒跟从耶稣的过程呢，其实是帮助我们看见说，诶，如果你想说要带人来去说相信或者是说去跟从耶稣呢，非常重要的一点呢，就是要常常向人见证 或是来去介绍耶稣，也是我们所说的，或者传福音。
The scriptures record the process of several disciples following Jesus, helping us to see that if we want to lead people to believe in and follow Jesus, it is important to be a witness and introduce Jesus to them through evangelism.
正如我们在前两周，我们来去庆祝了140周年纪念的这个感恩聚会，我们向800多个人来去大声的来去诉说和见证上帝如何在这个禧莲堂的教会各项的事工的这个发展上啊，让我们亲眼的看见他的眷顾和祝福了禧莲堂。
Just as we had celebrated our church's 140th anniversary 2 weeks ago, where we recounted and testified to more than 800 people on how God has led us through the development of our church ministries, allowing us to personally experience and see His care upon Jubilee Church.
许多人听了之后也心里受到感动，而且呢，更感恩的事情就是他们愿意再次回来禧莲堂，而且呢，也愿意说参与禧莲堂的这个服事。
And many people attended the event, and those who did were deeply moved. Even those who had not been with us for a long time came back and want to serve.
这是我们为着这140周年纪念感恩，我们所看到神所祝福禧莲堂的事情。
And this is what we see of God's blessings upon our church through this celebration.
这也是每一周当你们来到这个礼堂的时候，你可以看得见，就是我们禧莲堂的宣教的宣言，其中一个就是什么呢？就是见证基督。
And this is also one of the important mission statements of our church when we walk in to see, to bear witness to Christ.
当我们向人介绍耶稣基督给别人的时候呢，其实对方呢也不一定好像其他的门徒说，哇，他是上帝的羔羊，遇见了弥赛亚，或者说摩西就是在律法书上所写和众先知所记的那一位等等。
However, when we share Christ with others, they may not necessarily proclaim like the other disciples. He is the Lamb of God, he is the Messiah, oh, he is the one that Moses wrote about in the law, and so on.
如果你能够向人介绍耶稣说，他们对方这么说，你要感谢赞美主，哈利路亚。
If you know, the people that you share with say that and proclaim that, then we should really thank God.
可是我相信很多时候会像拿单业这么说，他会说，拿撒勒还能做什么好的吗？
But most likely the response we will receive is like that of Daniel. Can any good come out of Nazareth?
在拿撒勒这个小地方还能够出了他们热夜所期盼的弥赛亚救主吗？
How is it possible that the Messiah they long for day and night would come out from a small insignificant place like Nazareth?
Are you kidding me?
What a joke.
当你向别人来去介绍耶稣的时候，
When we share Christ with others.
然后对方跟你说，信耶稣还能有什么好的吗？
And they retort, what good is there to believe in Jesus?
请问我们应当如何的回应他的这个询问？
How should our response be?
怎么样回应？
How should we respond?
信耶稣还能有什么好的吗？
What good is there from believing in God?
世界上有那么多的宗教，那么多的神明，基督教还能出什么好的神明呢？
There are so many religions and gods in the world. Can Christianity produce any good gods?
给你30秒，好吗？跟你的左右回答这个问题，简单给你30秒回答。
Can we just quickly share with one another?
我们试试看哦，左右的，你问他一个问题：信耶稣还能有什么好的吗？你怎么回答
？What good is there from believing in God?
来，30秒。不用看着我，看你左右前后，看你左右就好。有没有回答这个问题？有了吗？好，很好。我想我们那遇到这个问题的时候，除了说向人见证或者说来去介绍来去讲解耶稣的事情之外，
I think in addition to testifying about Jesus and sharing about who he is,
另外一个我觉得最好的这个回应的方式呢，就好像腓力所做的一件事情，
the best way to respond perhaps is just like what Philip did.
腓力说什么？
What did Philip say?
你来看。
Come and see.
你来看嘛。
You come and see.
Come and see. 什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们可以说带领到对方来我们的这个信仰的群体。
We can invite him or her to a faith community.
你可以邀请他来去小组。
To your cell group meetings.
你可以来他邀请他去幸福小组。
To the happiness group, cell group.
如果他不介意的话，甚至可以来到喜莲堂教会。
Or even during Sunday service.
让他们来去看我们这个信仰群体。
Let the person feel what it is to be in this community.
或者可以介绍他认识怎么去读圣经。
Or to read the Bible together.
让他们能够亲身去看见，或者是说去遇见，或者去找到耶稣。
And let them meet or find Jesus personally.
所以如果有幸会来教育的时候，我们作为基督徒的，我们要谨慎一点哦，我们要好的见证给他看见。
So let's also be on our toes to always be a good testimony.
我相信一个人他说能够相信或是接受耶稣基督的救恩呢，除了人的这个肉眼看见或是你的耳朵听见的这个经验。
For a person to believe in and accept the salvation of Christ in addition to the experience of seeing with their eyes or hearing with their ears.
更包括什么呢？更包括你灵性上的这个领悟和这个认识。
It also includes spiritual perception and understanding.
是的，更重要的是就是圣灵在你里面，透过你的灵的这个领悟和认识主耶稣而接受主耶稣的救恩。
How the Spirit works within us to perceive what we have been told so that we can accept or understand.
当耶稣看见了拿单业呢，哎，好像发生那些奇妙的事情。
When Jesus saw Nathanael, something wonderful happened too.
我们看一下经文怎么说。
And what does the scripture say?
耶稣看见拿单业，他就论到他说：“看啊，哇，他这真是个以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit."
然后拿单业对耶稣说。你从哪里认识我的呢？
And how do you know me? Nathanael asked.
耶稣回答说：“腓力还没呼唤你的时候啊，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”
And Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you."
天哪，会不会觉得有点恐怖呢？
Oh my goodness, isn't that scary?
耶稣都从来不认识拿单业。
Jesus has not physically met Nathanael.
那拿单竟然听到说，啊，你是个真以色列人，你心里是没有诡诈的。
But yet he told him that he was a true Israelite with no deceit in his heart.
而且呢，是在无花果树底下就看见他了。
And he said that he saw him under the fig tree.
可见，耶稣对拿单业的这认识呢，是一种超自然的一种的认识。
It can be said that Jesus knew about Nathanael through supernatural ways.
其实透过我们圣经的这个经文记载呢，很多经文都表达出我们的上帝他是一位全知和眷顾人的真神。
In fact, many parts of the scripture are often expressed that God is an omniscient and a caring God.
我举例来讲，在诗篇139篇就有那么说到，这一位是一个全知和眷顾人的神。
For example, Psalm 139 verses 1 to 6, really echoes this, that he is an omniscient and a caring God.
我请 Michelle 来帮我们用英文来念出来这个经文。
Psalm 139 verses 1 to 6 and verse 16. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, and you are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. And such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. And verse 16, your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
我不晓得这一位所谓的全知能力和眷顾人的真神呢，对你来说是要献上感恩呢，还是感到非常的恐怖？
I wonder when we face this true God who has such omniscient power and care for his people, should we feel thankful or should we tremble in fear?
我看一下举手啊，所以我有这位神我献上感恩的举手给我看一下。
How many of us are thankful that we have such a God who is all knowing and cares for us?
再来差不多没有一半哦，所以一半以上是觉得非常恐怖，对不对？
So the other half would tremble in fear.
对，恐怖，对，有吗？是吗？有哦。
A combination of both.
金慧为什么恐怖？ 我两个都有哦，又好像又敬畏又害怕的感觉哦。哦，不错，这个答案很好。
Depending on whether we do right or wrong, yeah.
因为要告诉你，因为有些人真的对我在准备讲的时候，我心里面觉得有点恐怖嘞。
I actually feel fearful.
为什么呢？因为不论你跟我哦，每一天的想什么，然后。你的言语讲什么，你的行为做什么呢？他全部都知道。
Because no matter what we think or say or do every day, he knows.
那他也认识，他也监察你。
He understands and he observes everything.
就好像有一台哦，那个闭路电视对吗？24小时的，这样的来去看着你。
It's like a CCTV.
所以觉得感恩还是恐怖呢
？Should we feel thankful or should we tremble in fear?
另外，我们经文提到耶稣回答拿单耶说。
So in addition, the scripture mentions that Jesus answered Nathanael.
在腓力还没有还呼唤你，你在无花果树底下的时候，我就看见你了。
I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you.
我们觉得有时候很莫名其妙，就之后呢，拿单耶怎么回答这个耶稣呢
？Now after that, Nathanael declared,
"Rabbi." Oh, 你是上帝的儿子，你是以色列的王。
You are the son, Rabbi. You are the son of God, and you are the king of Israel.
哎，是不是有我们传福音的时候哦？我在那个 shelter 下面看到你了，然后他就跟你说：“哦，感谢主，耶稣是上帝儿子，上什么等等这样。
Yeah, it's as if when someone shares to you and then you suddenly have a change of heart and you say, oh, yes, you are the son of God.
是吗？你是不是觉得莫名其妙常常讲一句话然后就他说哦，你是上帝儿子然后你是真神等等。
Isn't it strange that just a word from Jesus and suddenly there was a change of heart?
所以拿单耶他听了耶稣的回答之后他180度的转变了诶，是不是说这个无花果树他好像有一些的含义在里面。
Nathanael had a total change after hearing these words. Could it be that the fig tree symbolizes something unique?
其实在旧约圣经呢，有记载很多关于无花果树底下发生的事情。
Apparently in the scriptures, it has been mentioned many times of things that happened under the fig tree.
我举一个例子来看，在这个旧约里面有列王记上第四章第25节，他这么说。
For example, 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 25.
他说所罗门在世的日子呢，从但到别斯巴，我犹大和以色列呢，个人都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树底下安然居住。
During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel from Dan to Beersheba, they lived in safety, everyone under their own vine and under their own fig tree.
而这段经文呢，其实主要是叙述或是来代表说上帝和他子民的关系很好。
This passage mainly represents the good relationship between God and his people.
所以呢，人们就得以过着这个宁静或者是平安的这个生活。
Therefore, the people could live a peaceful life.
而另外，我看那些文献，他说据说在第四集的那些犹太人呢，他们其实有种的习惯是坐在无花果树底下呢，来去阅读上帝的话，或者是说来默想。或是来祷告。
Moreover, the Jews in the first century, they used to sit under the fig tree to read God's words, to meditate or pray.
所以当耶稣说在无花果树就看见拿单耶呢，表示说他会吓到这个拿单耶。
So when Jesus said that he saw Nathanael under the fig tree, it actually shocked him.
不但呢，耶稣看到这个拿单耶，他心里没有诡诈，也许他也能够知道说，他当时候可能也在说思考上帝的话语，或者是说来向上帝祷告这样的一个过程。
Jesus saw that he had no deceit in his heart, and perhaps Nathanael had a close walk with God or was meditating about God's words or praying.
所以我想，可能有这样一个过程呢，所以让他感到说非常的震撼。哇，原来耶稣他是全知的，在看到我内心是怎么样，然后呢，他才说：“耶稣啊。”你是上帝的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Therefore, Nathanael proclaimed, you know, he was probably shocked and therefore proclaimed that Jesus is the Son of God and the King of Israel.
接下来更特别的是，我们看发生什么事情呢
？What's more special?
那耶稣又告诉拿单耶说：“哎呀，你要看见这 比这些更大的事呢
？Was that Jesus told Nathanael that he was about to see even greater things？
看见什么事
？What did he see? What will he see？
下雨了，回家了是吗？他说要看见天开了。
He will see the heavens open。
哇，还有什么呢？就是上帝的使者在人子身上上来又下去。
And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man。
啊，这个是什么意思呢
？And what does this mean？
啊，特别是人子呢，其实在圣经里面是具有或代表各种的很丰富的这个意涵。
In particular, the Son of Man represents various meanings in the Scripture.
而那么在约翰福音里面，他要表达的是什么呢？而特别是在这一段的经文里面
，What does the Gospel of John want to express here？
我相信对圣经很熟悉的人呢，其实会知道这个情景呢是有个典故的。
So people familiar with the Bible would know that this scene has a biblical allusion.
这个是来自旧约圣经哪一卷书呢
？Where does this allusion come from？
记得吗
？The Son of Man。
哪这个情景来自哪一卷书呢
？This situation about ascending and descending。
哪卷书
？The angels descending and ascending。
有答案在那边了。创世纪。
It's from Genesis。
创世纪第二十八章第十二节。
Genesis chapter 28 verse 12。
这个经文是讲述说雅各呢，他在做梦，然后他看了一个梯子呢立在地上，梯子的顶端直到天上，然后看了上帝的使者在梯子上上来下去。
Which tells of the story of Jacob. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to the heaven and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
所以我将两段的经文放在一起呢，其实你看得到他们有一些的差别。
When we put this together, however, there is some difference.
差别就在那个红色的那个字里面。
It's in the words highlighted in red.
耶稣说的呢是人子。
What Jesus said is the Son of Man.
而发生在这个旧约的创世纪呢，是梯子。
And in Genesis, it's about the stairway.
所以它的特别之处在哪里呢
？So what is the significance here?
其实耶稣呢，他是要用这句话呢，他讲这句话其实是取材来自犹太人最末世盼望的这个一个期盼。
So what Jesus said was based on the Jewish people's expectations for the end of the world at that time.
就是说在最后的日子呢，人子要从天荣耀而降。
So in the last days, the Son of Man will descend from heaven in glory.
而这个人子呢，成为了天地之间的这个接触点。
And will become the contact point between heaven and earth.
然后呢，也是人，上帝和人之间的这个桥梁。
And it's also the eternal bridge between God and man.
所以你回到去看第一章的第十四节第上半段，就说道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we look at John, the beginning of John, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
如果你继续要再看另外一卷书，就约翰一书里面第二章第一节的下半节，他说：“人若犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义子耶稣基督。”
And in John, 1 John chapter 2, it says, If anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
简单来说，就是告诉你什么呢
？So simply put,
耶稣是上帝跟人之间的这个中保。
Jesus is the mediator between God and man.
各位弟兄姐妹们，今天我们透过约翰福音的信息。
So brothers and sisters, today's message about the Gospel of John
帮助我们去知道或者说去学习很几件重要的事
helps us to understand several important messages
就是我们看到上帝的这个特别
Firstly, we see that God does things differently
还有上帝的这个属性
and his character
attributes of God.
The attributes of God.
还有就是我们要怎么去回应
？And how we should respond?
第一个，我们看到就是上帝的这个主动。
So firstly, we see God's initiative.
人得救，或是说得到这个呼召，成为他的门徒或者跟随者呢
？Man's salvation and even his calling to become Jesus's disciples.
完全是出于上帝的恩典和他的主动性。
It's entirely due to God's grace and His initiative.
也是基于上帝在耶稣基督身上所完成的事情。
And are given to us based on what God has accomplished for us in Christ Jesus.
然后白白的赐给了我们。
And this is freely given to us.
不是因为我们做了什么特别的事情，所以我们才得到这个救恩。
Not because we have done anything great that we have received this salvation.
而且也因着上帝的主动呢，耶稣基督成为了上帝和人之间的这个永恒的桥梁，也就是神跟人之间的中保。
And because of God's initiative, Jesus became the eternal bridge between God and man, the mediator between God and man.
第二呢，就是全知的神。
Secondly, the omniscient true God.
我们说，我们愿意说，我们要去回应他的呼召，我要信耶稣，我要去一生跟从耶稣，因为我知道他是一位具有全知能力和眷顾人的神。
We are willing to respond to his call and follow Jesus because he is a true God with omniscient power and great care for his people.
我想这样一个认识呢，我觉得正如敬慧那个他的感受是非常好的，就是说我会带着一颗又敬畏又感恩的心呢，来去跟从这一位耶稣。
This knowledge should make us tremble and yet feel thankful at the same time.
而且呢，不论我们身处在任何的环境里面呢，我们都会相信说，我们也感恩他的手呢，必定会引导我们，然后也会用他的右手来去扶持我们。
Such that no matter what circumstances we are in, we believe and are thankful that his hand will guide us and his right hand will uphold us.
这个非常的重要，因为这样我对耶稣这样的认识了，我才知道怎么去过一个跟随他的基督徒的生活。
With this understanding, armed with this understanding, we know how to become true disciples.
或者也帮助我们怎么去应对我们在生活上所遇到的问题、艰难或是挑战。
And such that when we face trials and tribulations, we know how to handle and respond to them.
然后第三。
The third point,
我们对于这样一个认识，我们又有个回应，就是我们会成为他的见证人。
Our response should be to be God's witness.
当我们选择说我们要去跟从主，我们要一生跟从他，做他的门徒呢，我们就会学习或是努力的去活出做门徒的特质。
When we choose to be the Lord's disciples and follow him, we need to work hard to live out the characteristics of discipleship.
其中一个就是说，我们会常常向人见证，或是来去介绍耶稣给对方认识。
Such as often witnessing or introducing, sharing with others about Jesus.
我们成为了见证基督的见证人。
Becoming those who bear witness to Christ.
或者说因为你自己本身也是一个见证，那看到说哇，你是信耶稣的啊。
And you know, when others look at us, they can see that, well, this is a person who believes in Christ.
请问有人问过你吗？你是基督徒吗？
Has anyone asked out of curiosity, are you a Christian?
有吗？有人问过你，你是基督徒吗？
Has anyone asked you, are you a Christian?
有没有？有哦。所以你要小心。你可能是很开心，但是你要不开心。
We need to be careful whether is it positive or negative.
你是基督徒吗？哇，很高兴，哇，看到见证在你的身上。
Are you a Christian? Or maybe that person has seen the good things, you know, they'll see a testimony, you know, in you.
不开心是说我看到你哦，比基督徒还不像基督徒啊！跟你讲。
Or maybe you are not living like a Christian.
所以我们要小心。我给人家问过，你是基督徒吗？所以我再问他一句，你的意思是什么呢？这样。
So maybe we should ask, and what do you mean by that?
我不是说很高兴哦。我说你的意思说，你是牧师吗？我也是问你什么意思这样。好，所以告诉大家，当你来到喜宴的时候，这个成为见证人啊，我告诉你，一直都会给你一个提醒。
So this should be a reminder to us.
因为你看，我们喜宴堂新设计的这个所谓的标志，它保留了这个旧标志中教堂这建筑的标志性的这个图形。
So take a look at the newly designed logo of Jubilee Church. It retains the iconic outline and graphics of the church building from the old logo.
因为它代表了我们这个所谓深厚的信仰的理念和我们的这个基础。
Because it represents our profound faith precepts and is also our foundation.
当我们去推介教会这个新标志和设计的这个环保袋的时候，
you know, the reusable tote bag, especially designed to promote our church's new logo.
我们更清楚地将我们喜莲堂这儿的特色跟我们的使命表达出来了。
It should clearly express the characteristics and mission of Jubilee Church.
所以我们特别将马太福音第五章14节这个经文呢印在那个环保袋上面。
So this verse is printed on that reusable tote bag.
你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的，因为喜莲堂就是在山坡上。
So in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden because our church is built on a hill.
只要你来到喜莲堂，就一直会提醒你和鼓励我们说，我们要做世上的光。
So whenever you come up the hill, it should be a reminder to encourage us to be the light of the world.
每个礼拜你坐在这里的时候，提醒你说你要做他的见证人。
When we sit here at the pulpit, it should remind us that we are Christ's witnesses.
要叫周遭的人来，因为看见你跟我没有的见证，我们把荣耀归于在天上的这个天父。
So that people around us will give glory to the Father in heaven because they see our testimonies.
我给大家做几个见证。
Let me share a testimony.
你知道吗？我们喜莲堂晚上的时候，那个最高的、最大的十字架晚上有开灯照上去，有没有看过你们
？Do you know that at night, the big cross will be illuminated?
我就听过两个人跟我做见证。
I've heard two people share this with me.
他说，当他在中央医院的时候，晚上他很难过的时候，他看到我们喜莲堂的十字架的灯。
When someone was lying on a hospital bed in SGH, he actually saw the cross and the light that was illuminated from it.
另外一位我不知道他在哪里工作，他说才来到太太的办公室那边，晚上他做得很累的时候，很烦的时候，他从他的办公室看到我们十字架的那个灯光。
And there was someone else who was working in one of the offices nearby, and when he was really feeling stretched and down, he looked up and he saw the cross and the light.
他们说他们心里面很安慰，很得到帮助。
And suddenly their hearts were flooded with joy and encouraged them a lot.
看到吗？小小的一个灯光，一个十字架，就能够帮助人得到那么多的帮助跟这个安慰。
So this light that shines on top of a hill, you know, has really encouraged people when they are at their lowest.
喜莲堂人，你们是什么人
？Jubilians, what are we?
你们是什么人
？What are we？
你们是什么人？见证人。
You are all witnesses。
好吗？我们彼此说，我们是见证人。
We are all witnesses。
哎，彼此鼓励一下。我们是见证人。哈利路亚！来，我们是见证人。不但如此。我们因为作为门徒，我们的行事为人也当以蒙召的恩相称。
Apart from this, disciples should behave in a manner worthy of their calling.
其中一个我们可以学习的就是保罗他在哥林多前书第六章第十二跟二十节教导的给我们的一个例子。
One of these examples is Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12 and 20.
保罗说：“凡事我都可行，但不是凡事都有益处。”凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我都不受他的这个辖制，因为你们是重价买来的，所以更要在你们的身体上荣耀神。
Paul reminds us, I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything, because you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
保罗的提醒我们什么呢？就是我们在生活上
，Paul reminds us that in life，
我们不论做任何的事情之前呢，我们要知道，我们现在已经不是在属于自己了，而是属于耶稣基督。
Before we do anything, we must know that we no longer belong to ourselves but to God。
若是对荣耀上帝，或者是说对自己有损害的事呢，就不应该去做。
If we do something that's harmful to the glory of God or ourselves, then we should not do it。
虽然你有这个自由
，Even if you have the freedom，
但是你可以选择不做。
You can choose not to do something。
若是你说对自己有益处的，但是呢会绊倒别人，或者是说会妨碍上帝事工的发展呢，你也要放下来，不要做。
If this action is good for you, but it will stumble others or hinder the advancement of God's kingdom, then you should give it up。
因为你尊主为大。
Because you put God
first.
Put God first as priority.
Yes. Okay, very good. Yeah, 因为我们是上帝用重价买来的。
Because we were bought by with a great price.
所以我们要在我们的这个身体上也好，或者是凡事上，我们都要荣耀上帝。
Therefore, we must in our body and in our actions and deeds glorify God in all things.
在信息结束前呢，我送两个 F 来给大家作为这个彼此的勉励。
So at the end of today's sermon, I would like to present two Fs to everyone.
其实我这个不是用 F 的，我一直跟 Vincent 来讨论有没有找到 A， 我们找不到 A， 所以我们用 F。
So, Reverend was trying to think of the right initial to use.
因为我们觉得说很多人喜欢 A， 不喜欢 F。
It seems as if everyone likes the first letter of the alphabet.
但是最重要是我们知道它的内容是什么。
But more important is the content.
第一个就是有那种表达喜爱。
The first is fondness.
就是我要勉励大家说，我们要有那种的喜爱来对于上帝给你跟我所个别发出的这个呼唤。
I want to encourage all of us to enjoy God's calling.
因为你跟我所得到上帝的这个呼召是不一样的。
Because everyone's calling is different.
我们要有喜爱的心来去领受这个呼召。
Let's accept and then enjoy this walk.
然后呢，在跟从他的道路上，有些人就说，我很累啊，很苦啊，怎么样？
And some of us may, you know, focus on, you know, the tiring and negative part of it.
但是我在此勉励鼓励说，我们要用喜乐的心来，勇敢的心来去行走，来去跟从他。
But let me encourage you to walk and serve with joy.
而不是我们要用那种很恐惧或是逃避的心呢，来去跟随他。
And you know, do not be fearful or evasive towards your calling.
这是喜爱。
This is fondness.
第二呢，就是要有一种的果效。
And secondly, that should bring about fruitfulness.
或者是说要结出很丰盛的果子。
And to produce good fruits.
我们要靠着圣灵的这个所谓的眷顾和这个帮助。
So relying on the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
不能说我们立志我们要成为基督的这个见证门徒。
So whether is it we are becoming a disciple who witness for Christ.
或者是说当我们要去向人传福音的时候。
Or we actively preach the gospel to someone.
我们都是靠着圣灵的这个帮助和引导。
May it be, you know, us relying on the Spirit's guidance.
然后呢，结出这个所谓容神一人的美好的这个丰盛的果子或者是果效。
And it will bear beautiful and abundant fruit that will glorify God and benefit others.
让我们让别人看见基督在你身上所做的事情，将一切的荣耀归于神。
Let others see what God is doing in your lives, and then give all glory to Him.
让别人因着你向他传福音，他可以跟你说，耶稣就是上帝的这个儿子，他是以色列的王。
And may it be that when you share Christ with others, that person will proclaim that yes, He is the Son of God, He's the King of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
神的父神，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你的主动，你选召我们，你将你的救恩赐给了我们。
Because of your grace, you gave us, you chose us, and called us.
我们如今愿意选择一生跟从你。
And we respond by saying that we want to follow you all our lives.
我们知道你是一位全知照顾人的神。
We know that you're the omniscient and loving, caring God.
我们带着敬畏跟信靠的心来去跟从你。
We come to you with fear and thanksgiving. We follow you.
恳求你帮助我们。
We pray that Lord you help us.
我们在跟从你的道路上，我们是会可能遇到各种的试探、引诱、挑战。
That on this path where we follow you, we might be faced with temptations and trials and tribulations.
可能我们遇到很多的怀疑，可能又遇到很多人的伤害。
Maybe people may doubt us or even attack us.
是导致我们说，我们神主啊，我不想要再去跟从你了，因为我走得很辛苦。
Which may discourage us and you know let us really feel that we want to fall away from our faith.
恳求你帮助我们落在这样处境的弟兄姐妹。
May God help us.
你用你的圣灵来去帮助我们，来去医治我们，来去刚强我们。
May your spirit heal us and strengthen us.
来帮助我们成为你这个世上的见证人。
And help us to be your witnesses.
让我们能够有勇气，有信心， 得失不得失都向周遭的人来去介绍耶稣来为你来做见证。
To have courage and faith to bear witness for Christ in good times and in bad times.
因为我们本身就是你的见证人。
Because we are your witnesses.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
主啊，求你大大赐下我们能力。
Give us strength.
使我们能够靠着你所赐的能力，我们勇敢地向人来述说你的荣耀和你的作为。
And with this strength, may we have courage to share about your goodness and what you have done in our lives.
感谢你的祝福，你的眷顾，你的带领。
We thank you for your blessings and your care and your guidance upon us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们继续静默片刻，反复思考所听见的道。愿上帝的话语在我们心中产生果效，保守我们清楚知道，我们信靠你是我们的主，是你先主动寻找我们，是你向我们显明你是生命的主。愿我们行事为人与所蒙的恩相称，让我们的生命活出光和盐的作用。愿我们借着基督耶稣里所领受的丰盛生命，让我们活得不再一样，让我们可以活得对，活得好，活得乐，让我们的信仰生活是生活信仰化。愿我们的信仰是生活化，愿我们的信仰与生活是一致的。愿教会元首基督耶稣圣灵的感动常常联系我们，愿教会是你要恢复秩序的更新社群，愿教会孕育生命，装备生命，建立生命，荣耀天父上帝。愿教会里的各个区会小组、乐龄事工、青少年事工的牧养是孕育生命、更新生命、建立生命，也是装备生命，使我们愿意见证并传扬基督耶稣。祈求我们当中被生命、被生活所捆绑的能够得释放，生命中有苦处或丧失亲人能够得安慰得建立，有病痛的得医治。我们为生命中在遭遇突发的情况，面对事业家变疾病，或者生活被生活重担压得喘不过气的，祈求天父扶持保守眷顾。天父，你是听见他们呼声，你看见他们挣扎求存，祈求天父保守帮助他们，祈求天父施恩怜悯，在世界各地在战乱中和面临天灾的平民百姓。我们继续纪念以巴战争、俄罗斯和乌克兰的战争，还有其他面临政变、权力的争夺的国家，祈求天父禁止他们的国家领袖为私欲和权力争夺的战争。愿天父兴起敬畏你、爱你和爱百姓的领导者。天父，你听见那些在逃难当中的平民百姓的呼声，那些丧失家人和亲人的哭声，你看见他们为求存和挣扎的苦情，祈求天父伸手搭救，差派援助更快地临到他们。愿人人都尊天父的名为圣，愿天父的国降临，愿天父旨意行在地上如同行在天上。我们如此祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督圣名求，阿们。
Brothers and sisters, now let's have a time of offering as we respond to the